Please stand by. Good day, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to today's IBM Turbocharge ISPF with IBM's ISPF productivity tool, V5.8 conference. Just as a reminder, today's conference is being recorded. And now I'd like to turn things over to Ms. PJ Barron, Business Unit Executive, Application Development Tools. PJ, please go ahead.
Thanks, Sarah. First, I'd like to thank everybody for joining this conference today. We're real excited here at IBM. With the recent acquisition of Isagon and the Spiffy product, which is what we're going to talk about today, that we've renamed the IBM ISPF Productivity Tool. And on that first chart there, you'll see the speaker is Walter, Zach Temme, which we lovingly call Zach, and Mike Rotter and Curtis Smith from Isagon that are now IBMers will also be on the line, as well as, I don't have his name on the slide, but Dan Brown from our application development team will all be on the line for the Q&A session. And our agenda today is to go through a technical session, a little bit about ISPF and how the IPT, IBM Productivity Tool, can enhance that or turbocharge the use. Then we're going to break at the end and ask you two polling questions. We'd appreciate you using your phone, and Sarah will walk you through that to answer the question. And then we're going to open the lines up for a Q&A session on this. And also make a special offer out to those that are on this call. So with that, I'm going to turn the call over to Zach for our technical session.
Hello, everybody. My name is Walt Zakarshemi. I'm one of our technical specialists involved in our application development tools, and I've had the experience recently of working with our lead architect on the product, Mike Rotter, to learn the Spiffy product, and I'm pleased to introduce it to you today. I'm real excited about it myself after using it for a month. I'm going to take you through a technical presentation that just touches on some of the highlights of the product. As a user of the product recently, I found out the more I use it, the more I like it. So I'm just going to show you some of the key elements that are in the product today, and we have a few screenshots for that. Okay, on slide number two, this is our functional overview. As PJ had mentioned, the ISPF productivity tool, formerly known as Spiffy, seamlessly integrates into ISPF. I'll mention through the presentation a few of the panel changes that are there. But what it does is enhances ISPF by adding additional commands and functions to increase your productivity. Just to touch on a few things on this screen, some of the terminology I'll be mentioning is the member selection list, or MSL, which enhances your PDS member processing, an object list, which is a list of objects or data sets or workstation files that you can maintain to really access your data quicker, the point-and-shoot capabilities for data sets and member names, our enhanced TSO command shell, and automatic PDS member compression. If you ever have your PDS fill up with you or your directory blocks fill, there's a automatic feature that will compress your data set or expand the directory blocks. All of it's designed to reduce keystrokes and make ISPF more efficient. Some of the other things that we'll talk about is our SCLM capabilities within the IPT, and Librarian and Panvalet supported files. I'm going to go on to slide three. The main functions I'm going to touch on today is some of them I just mentioned earlier are the O list, object list, member selection list, enhanced DS list. Everybody, when they want to list their data, uses ISPF 3.4. Well, there are some major enhancements that IPT provides that makes that function more powerful. The TSO command shell, point and shoot, and clipboards and print. I'm going to start out with the O list, and simply the O list is a list of data set names or object names. They can be PDS files, VSAM files, sequential files, DB2, IMS, or workstation files. These lists can be projects or frequently used data sets that you use to work with, and the O list command and individual panels provides a series of new commands and functionality that allows you to navigate to your data sets much quicker. Moving on to slide five, as I mentioned, there are a few panel changes, but this really fits into ISPF seamlessly. So most users until they're using some of the functions wouldn't be affected at all. You'll notice there's an OList function on the main panel, as well as this OList command for creating and maintaining and accessing your object list is available from any panel in ISPF. Moving on to slide number 6. What I'm showing you here is when I accessed my OList panel, I have what we refer to as the assist on. It's sort of a pop-up help that displays all the available commands and functions, line commands and main commands that are available from this panel. All these functions allow you to perform many of the functions that you would have to navigate to your utility panels for. Really powerful commands that I've come to really like. I created this list, as you'll see in this screen on the next one, from a ISPFDS list of 3.4 and saved it with a name. Now I can go in and I can find members, find data, filter the members, and perform many utility functions directly from this panel. I'm going to go on to slide number 7. One of the things I found most useful for IPT is the reference number that it assigns the data set. As simple as that may seem, I'm not a good typer. So when I access my data sets, being able to just key in a number to bring up the data set, or the ability not to have the tab down to a certain line, really saves a lot of keystrokes and time. I created this list from ISPF 3.4 and saved it as a list called SIS1. Obviously, you could create data sets if you're working on a particular project that may contain all your test files, JCL, program source associated with a project. And from any ISPF panel, type in OList and then that OList name, and you can navigate to your list of data sets associated with that project. So this really reduces keystrokes and prevents typos. And I found that out quick myself. So what I'm going to do here is actually select data set number 11 and hit enter, and I'll be in the browse of that data set, which is the next slide. The next slide is a sample of what our MSL, or member selection list, assist panel looks like. Again, this can be turned on and off with an A command. But this shows you the power or the functions that now you have from any member selection list panel. So as you're processing PDS selections, you now have more available commands, list load modules, compressed data sets. Some of these overlap with current function in ISPF, but there's some real powerful commands that are provided with the MSL. Going into panel number 9, I'm displaying here a find text command. You can see up in the upper left-hand corner, I'm doing find text on a particular file name. And it searches the concatenation, which is nice. I can also update and populate this list through some of the available line commands here. Filtering is also available, so if I wanted to filter the list for my find text or find member command, I could perform that also. So now I'm finding text and performs this through a concatenation, and you can see where it gives you a little highlight of what it found and where it found in the exact member. So at this point in time, I could just type in 9, and I'd be in the browse, since my browse is the default of the member. Okay, moving on to slide number 10. I'm going to introduce you to our MSL. We saw the main panel of the MSL earlier with the assist on. Very powerful global find and change commands, find text commands, and supporting concatenations. You can also access librarian and PanValet data sets. So there's no need to go to navigate to your librarian or PanValet panels if you need to browse a member of a librarian data set. And as I talked earlier before, there is a dynamic PDS compression and directory expansion that will take place if you run into those conditions while processing. Slide number 11, the assist pop-up, which we showed earlier as we navigated through the O list with the additional commands that are available. Okay, now I'm going to take you into our enhanced DS list. Everybody here, I'm sure, uses 3.4 hundreds of times a day to locate data sets. What the enhancements here are, now you can create your objects list from the 3.4 to save and reference at other times. There's an extended VTOC function list that will give you information about your data sets on VTOCs. There's a list allocation that you can list all your TSO allocations, your linked list allocations, GDGs, vSAM clusters. So there's some enhancements to the ISPF DS list panel that allow you to access data sets easier. Also, there's additional patterns to locate data. I'm going to move on to slide 13. And you can see the patterning I'm looking for in this particular example isn't a pattern that would be available for ISPF. And I know everybody's running this situation. What exactly is that data set called? So the IPT product gives you additional patterns to locate data sets. You'll see in the upper part of this menu where there's an extended VTOC and space summary, and the special data set list, which allows you to display your LPA link list and TSO allocations in the O list format for and easily locate anybody whose system people have done ISPF work and put a new product in and need to find where members located in your allocations is easily performed from this function without having to go back to TSO and perform one of the other commands that are available. Go on to slide number 14. You can see where, as I did my 3.4, it creates it as a temporary list in the O-list format. If I want to save this, I can save this O-list, give it a name, and reference it at a later time. Or I can access any of the data sets in the list by simply just typing in the number. Relieves the ability to tab all the way down to a particular data set and select it. One thing you'll also notice is to the left of the number is the member name. So if I'm working on a particular project in a source library or a JCL library, and all the data sets that I want to deal with begin with payroll or PAY, I can put a member mask in there at that time, a member pattern. So anytime I select that data set, I only see the members that begin with PAY. So it alleviates you the need to filter through or search through data sets that you're not interested in. Going on to slide number 15, from that DS list panel, I'm showing the selection of option SP, which is special. You can see where I can search for data sets, allocated DD names. In this particular example, I'm going to select the allocated DD names to list all my TSO allocations. There you have the ability to select either one DD name or select them all, which I'm going to. A history reference file, LPA, linked list data sets. So if I need to find out where a member's coming from in my linked list, I can easily access it through this panel, create an O list, and use the find mem or find text command. I'm going to select SP on slide number 15 and go to the next panel, and you can see here's the data set list of all my allocated DDs for my TSO session. So now I can do find text and filter commands and find member commands from here. Really helpful tool in when you're using any type of trying to research any type of ISPF problem. Slide number 17, the enhanced TSO commands. Everybody here, I'm sure, as an ISPF user, goes to equals 6 and performs some type of TSO command. What IPT does is maintains a temporary list of commands, which is maintained today, and a permanent list of commands, which is I'm finding more useful functions for it every day. The permanent commands or most frequently used commands can be saved and accessed from any panel with a command, a TSO command. And in the next panel, I'm going to show you a permanent and temporary list. But I can access commands from an easy command of TSO space 1, whatever the number of that command is. So the next example shows you on slide number 18 is our history command list and a permanent command list. Each can maintain up to 999 entries. One thing nice about this, too, you can also edit the command list. So I save a permanent command list with functions I do all the time. I can save those. If I need to edit them, I can edit that list and save it. I can also execute any of these commands from any panel in ISPF. I think one good example was from our CICS tools guy yesterday was saying, well, they put our tool in, but they never add it to the panel, and I always got to go to TSO to execute it. So he could save that execute CICS.CList, whatever it is, as a number, and from any panel without having to navigate back to TSO command shell, selecting his command, putting on the top line and executing it, he could execute that command with a number from any panel, a TSO and whatever number his command is. Very powerful, and then I found that very useful as I learned the power of it. One of the things I found very useful, too, on slide number 19 is the point-and-shoot capabilities. Point-and-shoot's available from your O-list and member selection list, allowing you to sort your data by the columns by just placing your cursor on the columns and hitting Enter. That'll sort the data by those fields. One great use for it is to be able to use the point-and-shoot to edit or browse or view your data sets anywhere in an ISPF application. Some of the examples I gave here were SDSF, File Manager, Fault Analyzer. So if you're using data sets anywhere in an ISPF application, simply place your cursor on the data set, type in Edit or Browse, or simplify that, set up a PF key for Browse, and it's done in one function. Also, you can use the point-and-shoot capabilities to on member names. So as an application programmer, if I'm working with my source or copybooks and it may call another member within that processing, I can just place my cursor on that member and hit Browse or Edit, and it will navigate me to that member. Real powerful for working within members and accessing data from anywhere in ISPF application. Slide number 20 shows you an example of what I just talked about. Placing the cursor, I position my cursor on the data set that's highlighted, circled in red, and I type the command in Browse. I could also set that PF key up, as I mentioned, and this is a very easy process, one step. And what I did was try to just highlight on the right, what would I have to do that in native ISPF today? I would have to drag my cursor down to the data set, highlight the data set, go up and do edit, copy, navigate to my Browse panel, paste it, and hit Enter. I think you can see this is just one example, and I have many, that how you can save keystrokes with ISPF productivity tool. And slide 21 shows you how simple it was, and now I'm in actually Browse to that data set. Remember, you can also use this for called members. Okay, some additional functions on slide number 22. Cut and paste, print, and the edit paddle are all enhanced by IPT. The cut and paste supports up to 200 clipboards. You can name the clipboards, and they're saved between sessions. I'm going to show you a practical use of that in an upcoming slide. The print command has some additional functions for formatted print output or immediate or grouped output is available. And the edit panel. There is a slight change to the edit panel, which provides you a historical list for your last reference data sets. So in slide number 23, I'm going to introduce you to what the clipboard. Everybody's done a cut and paste before, obviously. But what I'm doing an example here, I'm cutting a line, and I'm cutting it to a named clipboard, to a clipboard. Now, this will be a clipboard that's saved between sessions. And I know everybody who's who accesses JCL as cut and paste a job card before. So I'm cutting this one line to a clipboard named job card. On slide number 24 is my clipboard status panel. It shows you the ability to go in and edit your clipboards, rename them, delete them, save them, so you can have your clipboard saved between sessions. And now on slide number 25, I'm actually going to use that where I put a before and I said paste from job card. Now, I had JCL that had no job card in it, and I did the before and the paste command, and I pasted my job card. May seem like a simple example, but I know everybody does this hundreds of times a month or as many times as you create a new batch job or access other JCL. This is just one of many functions that you can perform with permanent clipboards. Okay, additional print functions are available to print change lines in bold, suppress page formatting, and highlight program elements. You can also group your output or print it immediately. And slide number 27, and last but not least, there's changes to the edit panel. And as a IPT user, I didn't really discover this until later in my using the tool, because using IPT, I never really navigated to the edit panel. I didn't mention two commands that are available also. There are others that I use. From any ISPF panel, you can type in edit and mask a data set on the top line, give it a pattern, and you never have to go to the edit panel and browse also. I found that I'm using the OList function, so I'm never really going back here. But one of the changes you'll see that I have highlighted is where you can get a historical list or your last used data set. So rather than going back and typing the last data set you may have referenced, you can do an @L. In this case here, I'm referencing my historical data set, which is @H. And on 28, you'll see the data sets I last referenced, and I can select one from there. So that's one of the few panel changes. Obviously, the DS list, the browse panel changes, but there's very few panel changes, and this seamlessly integrates in the ISPF. So in summary, it's a productivity tool. The more you use ISPF, the more you'll get out of this product. The pop-up windows, new functions, point-and-shoot, the available commands really reduce the need to navigate to any type of utility panels. It doesn't happen daily, but your PDS compression and directory block expansion saves a lot of time if you have to go through the steps of reallocating those data sets. The OList command to access frequently used data sets or projects reduces the keystrokes and navigation. And overall, it's the improvement of ISPF, reducing the CPU, response time, and the XCPs. If you notice, IPT's design was really concentrating on the browse, edit, and displaying functions that you do every day the most. And that's all I have. EJ, or take some here, Sarah.
Thank you. At this time, we will conduct a brief electronic survey. After I finish reading the entire question and all the possible responses, please answer by firmly pressing the star key followed by the number on your touchtone phone that corresponds to your choice. If you are using a speakerphone, please make sure your mute function is turned off to allow your signal to reach our equipment. There will be a brief pause between each question to allow everyone a chance to respond. Here we go. Question one, would you like more information on ISPF productivity tool? Star 1 for yes or star 2 for no, and we'll pause for just a moment. Question 2, how many Z programmers do you have at your shop? Star 1 for less than 50, press star 2 for 50 to 100, press star 3 for 100 to 250, or press star 4 for over 250 programmers. And that does conclude our survey. At this time, we'll take your questions. If you would like to ask a question, you may do so by pressing the star key followed by the digit 1 on your touch-tone telephone. If you are using a speakerphone, we ask that you make sure your mute function is turned off to allow your signal to reach our equipment. Once again, it's star 1, please, if you would like to ask a question. And we'll go first to Ernie Acosta.
Yeah, I have a question. When is we're running ZOS 1.4, 1.7. When is this release coming out to the field?
This release is available today.
And what determines if it's up to the MVS people if they want to install it?
Yes, it's a separate product that is installed on top of ISPF.
It's an extra cost?
Yes, it is. It's a separate OTC product that used to be called Spiffy from Isagon, and it's renamed through IBM as the IBM ISPF productivity tool.
Okay, thank you.
Once again, it is star 1, please. We'll now move on to Dave Salt.
Yes, I have two questions. The first question, are there any plans to integrate this product with the base ISPF product instead of offering it as a separate product?
No, not at this time.
Okay, and the second question is, how many competing products are out there that you're aware of? I'm aware of two. And how do they compare in cost to this product?
Hey, I'm not sure which two you have in mind there. And quite honestly, our typical policy is to speak only about our product. Be happy if you wanted to one-on-one share with what you think the other vendor's tools do, and we can let you know if the ISPF productivity tool can do those functions as well.
Do you want me to share those products now? Or?
Sure, if you'd like.
One is Allen Systems Group has a product called Favorite. I'm not familiar with it. There's another product by McKinney Systems called Simplist.
What's the last name of the product?
Simplist, S-I-M-P-L-I-S-T.
Okay. I'm actually going to turn this over to Curtis if he might have an answer, since he has previously been working on the Isagon version of the product. Have you run into either one of those tools?
No, I've never run into those tools before.
Dave, what I'll do is my email, I think I put my email on. My email is on the front page. It's tbaron, B as in boy, A-R-O-N, at us.ibm.com.
Yeah.
If you could shoot me a note, I will go do a little homework on those two products, and we'll schedule a call with you, a technical discussion with how we think we match up there.
Okay, thanks.
Sure.
We'll now move on to Roy Copey.
Yes, good afternoon. I'm having trouble, I don't have a question, I'm just having trouble getting the PDF presentation. Will it be available later on the website?
Yes, it'll stay on the website, and within a day or two we'll post an MP3 file so you can listen and replay it.
Oh, excellent. All right, very good. Thank you.
Okay, sorry for that problem you had there.
That's okay.
And once again, it is star 1, please, if you would like to ask a question today. We'll now move on to Richard Mullis.
I just had a question. If you're a business partner, any discounts? If you want to put it on your own system?
Give me a call offline.
Okay.
And we'll now move on to Roger Oakes.
Hello. We've been using Spiffy here in Oregon for some time, and I'm curious what the migration path is going to be to get from our current installed Spiffy 5.7 to IBM's productivity tool.
Mike, I'll let you take that. I mean, what would be the difference going from one version to the other?
Well, IBM's tool will now be delivered in the ISPF, I'm sorry, in the
SMP
format. As of today, Mike, is there any difference in the, there won't be any difference in
no, it's the same code, basically.
The current Spiffy versus what we deliver originally.
It's basically the version 5.8 of Spiffy, which is the latest version. Okay.
Roger, oh. Does that answer your question?
In addition to that, will there be a, how do I want to phrase this, will IBM contact us about converting the licenses, or do I need to contact IBM about converting the licenses?
You don't have to do anything until you want to.
Well, actually, I'll be contacting you, if Roger, if you're the person to convert. This is Curtis Smith, to convert your license over from Isocon paper onto IBM paper.
Yes. Why don't you start with me? I'll have to work it, you know, through the organization, but start with me.
Fine. Can I have your phone number? And
well, I have all that offline.
Okay.
Okay. I don't want to share it as a recording.
Gotcha. Gotcha.
Okay.
How it works with IBM, as you know, we have different business units, and there's what we call an AD, application development sales specialist, in each region of our organization in the Americas. So, for example, Oregon, I believe Jim Riggett is your sales specialist, so he'll work with Curtis to take the Isocon paper and turn it into IBM paper, and change the name of the product over to the current product name. However, if you have other IBM activities going on, we can try to tie that together for you if it's more beneficial.
Thank you.
And as a final reminder, it is star one, please. And Susan Howarder, please go ahead.
I don't know if I missed this, but can you tell me what is that hot bar question mark line on the on many of the screens?
Michael, I'll let you take that.
Yeah, okay. Okay, Zach didn't mention it, but a hot bar is like an additional action bar where you can specify SPIFFI-based commands pertaining to either OList or DSList, and make those that line hot. In other words, to invoke a command, okay, you can simply put the cursor underneath, okay, that verb and hit Enter.
Okay.
That's what we mean by hot bar.
Okay.
It's an option.
Thank you.
And in his case, it was set to on, except that he didn't fill in, you know, the entries for that hot bar.
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
And we'll now move on to Leslie Dewey.
Hi, I have two questions. The first is, can you talk to your pricing model? Is this by programmer, by MIP, by...
It will be the same as our standard OTC products. It'll be value unit based, so a derivative of MSUs.
Okay. And then in addition to that, will there be some additional training available for the product?
Yes, there will. There will be a training elements being developed now.
One of the things I wanted to announce to the group, and thank you for asking that question, is we wanted to let you know that you know, this has been a pretty quick transition, and we're working closely together. It's not like we're separating. The Isocon people are now IBM employees and are working on this team. Is that, you know, we'd like to extend to anyone who doesn't have the product a free evaluation of the tool. Just reach out to us, and we'll get you a copy to look at. We're also putting together a webcast, so if you don't have time to install the product but want to get a better feel of it running, Zach and Mike are trying to put together a live webcast, which we're hoping probably within 2 to 3 weeks to put together, and everyone on this call will be invited to it if you'd like to see the product closer.
Anything further, Ms. Dewey?
Well, that's it.
And we'll now move on to Dave Gendron.
Yeah, one question. Is the ISPF profile data set used as the repository for the session data?
No, there's actually a data set allocated by IPT itself for some of the historical lists and functions that are saved within in that. So it's a separate data set.
Thank you.
I will now hear from Bill Smith.
Yes, two questions. Number one, is the SPIFFI name for the product going to be dropped as part of the product acquisition? And secondly, do you plan to give presentations in March at the Share Technical Conference in Seattle on this product?
Yes and yes. For legal reasons, we cannot continue with the SPIFFI name. However, we'll probably refer to it that way often, although the IBM productivity tool will be, ISPF productivity tool will be the official name from IBM. And yes, this is going to be included as all of our application development tools and all upcoming trade shows that we have.
Thank you.
And we'll take a follow-up question from Richard Mullis.
I just had a question. Are you folks in any conversations with business partners to sell it?
This is transitioning very quickly, and we're going to roll the education out to the business partners quickly.
Okay, because we have a software group, and I'm just curious.
Sure.
And Ms. Barron, there are no further questions at this time.
I'd like to thank people again for coming. And if anyone has questions, my email is on the front page. If you think of something else that, that maybe you didn't think of during this session, you want to ask. If you do want to get the product in your shop and take a look, let me know. And or if you'd like to attend our webcast, we will be sending an invite out hopefully over the next week or so to set that up. Thank you very much.
That does conclude our conference, everyone. On behalf of IBM, we thank you for your participation. Have a great day.